Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 68:19.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 68:19. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. You know those days when life feels super heavy, like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? Today's verse is an invitation to unload all of your hurts, all of your fears, all of your anxieties and stressors. To surrender all of those responsibilities we feel unqualified for, all those problems we don't know how to fix. God invites us to surrender everything to Him, to trust Him moment by moment, to daily bear our burdens. Most Bible scholars believe ancient Israel's second king, David, wrote the passage today's verse comes from. And they believe he wrote it when David and the Israelites were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. This sacred wooden chest, which had remained with the people from when they first became a nation until the time of Saul, symbolized God's presence and covenantal relationship with his people. According to Hebrews 9:4, the Ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. So these were items that served as continual reminders of God's faithful care. A jar of manna, the honey-flavored wafers that God rained down from the sky daily, providing for his people's needs as they wandered through the desert. And as God's children gathered the nourishing manna each morning, he was teaching them to rely on and trust in him. Glancing about the barren landscape, without a village, without a marketplace or a lush oasis in sight, their eyes might have told them that they were destined to starve. But that was not truth, because their covenant-keeping God was their provider. Hebrews tells us the ark also contained Aaron's staff, which, according to Numbers 17, had budded, had blossomed, and produced almonds, demonstrating that Aaron, a Levite, and his leadership were blessed by God. This in turn let the people know that God was invested in their leader, which meant he was also invested in them. Although they'd rebelled against him again and again, he had remained faithfully by their side, guiding them supernaturally with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and through Moses and through Aaron and their sister Miriam as well. The people might not have always liked where God led them, but even in their grumbling, they could rest knowing day and night, they could always rely on God's guidance. And finally, the ark contained the stone tablets that God had given to Moses on Mount Sinai when he was first forming the people into a nation and first teaching them how to relate with the holy God. His law told his children, recently rescued from a sinful, pagan, and idolatrous land, how to love him and one another well. Then there was the lid of the ark, called the mercy seat, which played an integral part in helping these sinful people retain a relationship with their holy God. Each year on the Day of Atonement, the priest entered into the holiest, most sacred part of the temple where the ark was kept, and he sprinkled it with the blood of a sacrificial animal. And through this, the people received forgiveness for their sins, and they were able to retain their covenantal relationship with God. There was no other way and no other place in which they could go to have their sins absolved. Considering all this, you can understand why the nation was so distraught when their enemies, the Philistines, stole the ark. But then God made things rather unpleasant for the Philistines, and so they quickly gave it back. Only the Israelites didn't take the sacred item to the temple where it belonged, not at first. Instead, out of fear, they brought it to a man's house where it stayed for decades until David and his people brought it back with rejoicing and singing of God's faithfulness. He was their savior, their protector, and their provider, and his presence was among them once again. Just as through Jesus, God's presence remains with us. Those tablets with the law pointed to the sinless Messiah, the one who alone would fulfill all the demands of the covenant. But he's also our bread of life, the one who nourishes and strengthens us each day. And he's our leader, our good shepherd, the one who goes before us, comforting us with his rod and his staff. But most importantly, he's our only means of atonement, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, and the only way you and I can experience forgiveness and a close relationship with God. A relationship where he invites us to unload our burdens, whatever they are, onto his strong shoulders. Knowing our faithful, covenant-keeping God can be trusted to manage well whatever we give him, whatever we surrender to him. He'll manage our burdens much better than we can, in fact. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have through him because of his death and resurrection. We know we're never alone, we're never defeated, we're never overpowered, and we're never conquered. Your rod and your staff of guidance comforts us, and your Son, the bread of life, nourishes and strengthens us. He told us to come to him when life feels heavy, promising that his yoke, our continual connection to him, is light. When we're afraid or anxious or overwhelmed, help us to loosen our grip on all those things that we're trying to carry alone. Teach us to hand those over to you, every last bit that weighs us down. Teach us to live in the freedom of your grace. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.